notes, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to see at the beginning of my second talk here tonight on the exalted theme of the Godhead subject, the strange inconsistencies of my bewildered opponent. The first thing that bothers him is a little humor. I'm called the comedian debater. This is always a report when you cannot answer the questions and the doctrinal dilemmas you find yourself in. Then the only thing you can do when people make a laughing stock out of you is try to say that you're too dignified to laugh. Well, I never did believe the good Lord put a laugh in us and then took a stick and dared us to laugh and hit us over the head. I just believe in a good humor discussion, and I'm glad he said a couple things funny there. He didn't preach any truth. In fact, there wasn't a grain of truth in what he said, and I watched him all along. Even when he's quoting scripts, you have to watch him real close. I think any of you Church of God men could have done a better job than Brother Reynolds doing up there. Why don't you just do it and not have him come up here? But I'm glad he's here because he's making it exciting. All right, let's look at a few of his comments. The last statement by E.J. Reynolds in his second affirmative address tonight was that there is no verse, nor can anyone prove, that the Holy Ghost is the Father of Jesus Christ. Now,
I want my chart up here, brother.
I'm going to show you why he said that. Mr. Reynolds is in a whole heap of trouble. He is going to have ulcers after this one. I'm going to tell you folks something. My spirit of discernment works. Brother Reynolds came up here on an ego trip, but he's already deflated. Now, he has been out. Let me show you something. The Father of Jesus is the question. If the Father and Holy Ghost are two separate and distinct persons, Jesus had two fathers. The Father is the Father of Jesus. John 3:16, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Romans 15:6 says that Jesus is the Son of the Father. All right? The Holy Ghost is the Father of Jesus. Luke 1:35, that which is in Mary is of the Holy Ghost. Matthew 1:20, the Holy Ghost shall come up on thee. Now, Mr. Reynolds, Brother Reynolds, and I almost called him Mr. then on purpose because he inferred that there was a moral inference here involving the person of the Godhead, that Father Jesus. Now, let me just clarify this error because we United Pentecostal people believe in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. That's why we believe His Father was a spirit and not a person. If His Father were a person, He's not virgin born. You're the one that has a father. Now you better talk to him. All right. That which is conceived in way is of the Holy Ghost. All right? Now, Brother Reynolds, there's no use going up a lot of it. How much? What would you just stand and tell us which one of these persons, the Father or the Holy Ghost, is the Father of Jesus Christ? You can do it on my time. Just call the name of which one, the Father or the Holy Ghost, which one? So you see, that which is in Mary was of the Holy Ghost. So the only sensible, I'm being very serious, the only sensible conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, you can come to, is that the Holy Ghost is the Father that Joel said in the last days, I'll pour it out, and it was called the Holy Ghost. Did he touch that? He didn't touch top side the bottom of it. What this man taught you tonight is as far from the truth as the North Pole is from a gooseneck. You glad at that if you want to do it? All right. Now, I'm going to give him my time. What, isn't that generous of me?
Yeah.
I mean, why try to establish... He has his scholar here, doctor. I'm not going to make fun of your D.D. I wish I had a Ph.D. and an L.D.D. You know, somebody said that they have an L.D.D. and a Ph.D. and a D.D.D. and still I have a J.O.B. Now, he's got a J.O.B. I may not be a D.D., but I'm up here. And I'll tell you what, you don't have to know the Greek and be a doctor of philosophy, a doctor of divinity, to know which one of these was the Father of Jesus Christ. Any school tower in this building ought to be able to stand and tell Brother Reynolds which one it was.
Yeah.
All right, which one was the Father of Jesus, Brother Reynolds?
You're the one
who's
got the problem,
you answer. No, you got the problem. No, I have the problem. You're the one that's trying to do two distinct persons. You said now that there are two separate and distinct persons in the Godhead. Did you do it? Now, You fellas don't need to call me now. I'm perfectly in order. I can stand here and beg you for my 30 minutes to answer it better. And if you can't answer that, you call this debate. Laughing on the outside and crying on the inside. Remember that old hymn? Remember that old hymn? All right. I think he's Jesus, all right. Jesus has either two fathers. He says they're separate and distinct. Does he say it? Does the proposition say the Father's one separate person and the Holy Ghost is another person? Now, you know why he won't say which one is the Father, Jesus? I dare you. I'm telling you. All he has to do is stand up and say, the Father, or stand up and say, the Holy Ghost. Now, that's simple, isn't it? Now, which one would you do? Just say the Father or the Holy Ghost? Wait. No, you got the problem, and you know where I'm going. That's why you're silent as an oyster about it. Paternity to someone fathered by another distinct, separate person. You wouldn't and God wouldn't. You know it. Come on, EJ, we don't know. Pastor Donovan, which one was the father?
You're trying to work the problem out, do it.
I don't have a problem. His father was the Spirit, or was he ever married? That Spirit was the Holy Ghost, John 3:28. That's not my problem. You got the problem. You got two separate distinct fathers. I don't understand this. If a man can't answer this, then why get up and start talking again and again about some other thing? Well, you're not going to do it.
Ask me one of your questions tomorrow night.
Oh, in these 24 hours. In these 24 hours. Question that I put the wrong verse in. He didn't do it. I told him what verse it was. How many persons in the garden did they see when they saw both the fathers? He didn't touch it. He won't do it. These fellows jump around, but see, it's our job to come up and expose not only what they do, but what they don't do. Their silence is conspicuous. As he keeps turning around, you felt a streak of me sitting there. Well, I thought I was running on it. Well, let me tell you folks the truth, so Brother Reynolds will know it from tonight on, then he can answer tomorrow night. I don't know about anymore, but he's me. The Father, John 4:24, is the Holy Ghost, John 3:28, that overshadowed Mary, Luke 1:35, and thus we have the God-man, not two persons. Amen. Now, what are he said, it's my problem, though I've already got the answer to it. I'm asking you, which of the persons is the Father Jesus? He's gone. No more church of God. Take it away, fellas. He won't be around. Never saw him now. I never saw him in my life since I've been a baby. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, that means anything. Anybody that lets me do that, you want to take a step to them, I understand. Only thing I know he does, he's not going to do that because he's got another God in his heart. And you church God folks don't need to hate me. I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to love me and go to Brother Reynolds tonight and ask him to explain it to you. Make him talk all night. Make him talk. See, God Woods couldn't do it. Johnny Ramsey can't do it. E.J. Reynolds can't do it. And he gets up here and says the Lord leads him and anoints him to preach like that. Paul, watch. I don't need it. I don't think God anoints a man to preach in deity division. I think God would anoint a man to preach something that's true from the Bible because he has the Holy Ghost. I recognize that. But God's not going to anoint a man to preach false doctrine.
No, sir.
All right. And you couldn't feel an answer. You know very well you couldn't. All right. Hebrews, I got another question. Why did God pray to God? And you see, ladies and gentlemen, we believe Jesus prayed. But he prayed as the Son of God, never as the Father. The Bible says in Hebrews 5:7, in the days of his flesh, having offered prayers, he prayed in his flesh as the Son. You see, Brother Reynolds, what you don't know is as the Son, Jesus slept, he ate, he prayed, he lived, he suffered, he died. As the Father, He raised up the dead, He calmed the sea.
Where you got your three God doctrine. I'm going to hook you up with a Roman Catholic, right? Son, and the Holy Ghost shows our belief in the Trinity of persons of God. The Catholics say in their syllabus, we cannot fully understand how three persons are one and the same God, because it is a supernatural mystery. We do not attempt to explain the doctrine of the Blessed Trinity. We are content to know that the Catholic Church teaches it. The mystery of the Trinity is the very foundation of the Roman Catholic religion. Mass begins and ends with the sign of the cross and the Christ at every Mass. We are reminded that the holy sacrifice is offered to three persons in one God. The divine offices, too, are in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. And all the Catholic sacraments are conferred in the name of the three divine persons. Johnson's New Universal Encyclopedia, Volume 2, Part 1, page 286. The word Trinity is not found in the Scriptures, and it says to have been first used by Theophilus, Bishop of Antioch, in the 2nd century. Cain Encyclopedia, page 53, quote, the latter development of the Trinity, and afterward they were baptized in the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. New International Encyclopedia, volume 22, page 476, quote, the doctrine of the Trinity is not found in fully developed form of the Scriptures. At the time of the Reformation, the Protestant Church took over the doctrine of the Trinity without serious examination. See, that's where it came from. I tell you where it came from. Encyclopedia Americana, volume 27, page 69, the doctrine of the Trinity is nowhere expressly taught in the Old Testament. The doctrine of Trinity was adopted by the Catholic Church and is accepted by all the Christians. The word Trinity is not in Scripture. The term person is not applied in Scripture to the Trinity. It was only, however, after a severe and protracted conflict that this definition became generally accepted. What was this in the Christian Church? Quote, the Christian thought at the beginning of the 2nd century the Holy Spirit was differentiated from Christ and classed like Him with God. This appears in the Trinitarian baptismal wonder, which was displacing the older baptism in the name of Jesus. I told you where your doctrine of your Trinity came from. All right, then he went to John 1:1, and he ought to stay out there if he's going to be a Trinitarian. Now, you heard him told in the beginning was the word for earth was with God. Now, that seems to be his power point right there. But there's a little bit more than that. Some good old thinker. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. All right. Now, thank you. Everybody ain't getting you school children to debate me about that. They would you? Let me see. He said that in the beginning, who was that with God? It was the Word. All right, he says it was the Word. I don't care if you call it the Word, but the Word, to the expression of God, call it what you will. But let me put it like this, Brother Reynolds. You are a person. You have a Word. Is your Word a separate person from you? You answer.
No.
Brother, I think maybe you answer. Look, I'm going to answer. Now, he said that the Word is a separate person from the Father. Now, I'm asking him, is his Word another person from him? Well, hallelujah. God, have mercy. How many of you, ladies and gentlemen? He didn't go back to Job, did he?
No.
But then when he went back to the 8th chapter of 1st chapter of Job, you know, now I've heard of Brandon Thomas. I'm trying to be squeezed by the room. But really, didn't the man get up here and say that he wasn't accepting persons secretly? He was doing it in the open. Now, aren't you glad you changed that man to say that? If that isn't ridiculous,
come on,
it's okay to sin openly. Just don't sin secretly. That's just the that's what he said.
Yeah.
Okay to have persons publicly, openly, but just so I don't do it secretly or privately. Tell them it. You know me. Should we let him off of that one or just hold him? Now, all you Church of God people, I want you to go home and you look in that good book and you read Job 13:8 and look at verse 10 where it says the Lord will reprove you if you secretly accept persons. And you can't tell me there's one bit of difference in a secret sin and an open sin.
Right, all right.
I say it's wrong and it's a sin and it's idolatry to worship more than one person in God.
By the way, let's turn to John 8 chapter. He went there and that's a last place he... This man amazes me. He goes to the last place he ought to go.
But he sure makes it easy for us.
Yeah.
John ain't tempted him. He says, why, Brother Hicks, he says, Jesus came forth from the Father.
So that's supposed to prove. Well, let's look here and see.
That Jesus came from God. Of course, we believe the Son came from the Father.
Sure.
I told you all along that any time you see Jesus and the Father mentioned, you're talking about the flesh and the spirit.
Yeah.
All right? So the Father can send the Son. That doesn't bother us. But he says, God sent Jesus, so that means there are two, and that means Jesus existed before, or he could have been sent.
Well, what about John? There was a man sent from God. His name was John. Now that's the baby, brother. How would you do it, brother?
Yes.
That's the baby. How would you do it, brother? Now, he said the Spirit sent the Son. That doesn't prove he had a body before Bethlehem, no more than John had a body before he was born.
Amen.
Because John was a man sent from God. So why were you there when he scrap that one off?
I got the record. John 8. He says, John 8 is his chapter. Let me show you what you'll find in John 8, verse 24. Jesus said, except you believe I am he, ye shall die in your sin. Now, Brother Reynolds will get up here if he could. How do you move him on that? Because you don't believe that. I'm talking to such a bad fish. He just assisted me in 24 hours. But now listen. Him get up here and say, that means Jesus is the God. If that's true, look at verse 27. And they knew not that he spake to them of the Father. Now, Brother Reynolds, Jesus said in John 8, 24 through 27, that you have to believe he's the Father or you're going to die in your sin. I would look up here right there. That's the word of Jesus Christ that comes out of the head. You can say, I'm not going to do the Bible all you want to, but that's in the book. Except you be like me, so that in your sins, and the new one, that is faith to them of the Father. So, that is not sure. That's right. He's going to be coming. He's going to. All right. Then, the scripture that he said is not, I brought out another for you. All right. Revelation 5th chapter. He said, who is the Lamb? And he went to heaven, pushing himself all up to Elijah before he got through talking about the Lamb, taking a look out of him and being lifted up on the throne. You know, that's the problem with Brother Reynolds not denying himself, sir. Let me tell you what happened. The Bible says in Revelation 5, the Lamb of the tribe of Judah had prevailed over the Lord. And the Lamb came and took his oath. So, did the lion and the man get to fight over which one to open the book? You've never seen that before, have you, brother? The lamb opened it, but the lion prevailed over it. The description of the attributes of God. The deity and the sacrifice. The strength and the weakness. The heaven and the earth. That which was heavenly and that which was earthly. The heaven and the place. The lion, the conqueror, and the lamb were crucified. Something else here about, he said, Brother Hicks said, not so, that the Holy Ghost is the Father of Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, I submit to you that I have done that. Now, he brought out another thing here about the one mediator. The word mediator means a middleman or a go-between. Now, my friend's position says this, 1 Timothy 2:5, he said, for there is one God and one mediator between God and him, the man Christ Jesus. Now, Galatians 3:20, Paul again said, now, a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. You see, these fellows just quote what verses they want to quote. If he says this to establish the Trinity, then you have to say God is a man. And Jesus is a man. So you see, he won't say God is a man, because the Bible says God is not a man. And so since the Bible says God is not a man, then this law of the mediatorship does not apply to the Godhead. Because Paul said in Galatians 3:20, now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Now that's what it says. It qualifies many gentlemen. A mediator must have at least two parties to serve as go-between. A lot of mediator must have two or more parties to be a middle man. God is not two or three or more parties. God is not three person. God is one. It is the man Christ Jesus, not the God Christ Jesus, who is the mediator between God and man. The man Christ Jesus. All right, Father.
happens to God. Let's take up a few of his little discrepancies here before we conclude on the exalted kingdom of the Godhead. All right? Brother Reynolds says the first, that we believe that Jesus is nothing but God, and hence not doing in any respect. 1 John 4:3 says, who confesses not that Jesus Christ, you heard us before that means, Brother Reynolds, is coming to place in front of his mind. Now, John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word, which was God, was made flesh. You see, that Son was made to God. Something on the cross of Calvary, Jesus Christ, my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Was God forsaking God? According to the little star, was it God? When Jesus prayed, according to the little star, praying to God. No, that is forsaken God, but the Spirit was the Spirit. All right, Christians, one sixth of the body without the Spirit is dead. So they say there's a dead man hanging on the cross. Well, that's what the light did. You don't understand, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus had a human spirit as well as an animal spirit. And after that divine spirit forsook that infection, it was then that was kept alive on the human spirit. And he said, Father, into thy hand I commend my spirit, and it's not capitalized. And he gave up the ghost, and the word ghost is not capitalized. You have the Holy Ghost, have a human spirit, and you also have the spirit of God. He had a human spirit as well as a divine spirit. All right. It wasn't set the birth of the God. We don't believe he's placed on his death. We don't believe he's through his birth. We believe the Son prayed to the Father. That's what the Bible teaches. Now, I'll tell this, gentlemen. So here, I think I'll bring this to a conclusion. I got about 25 more things I'd like to say here, but maybe we'll continue by the time. But did he say that his doctrine of coming forth, that Jesus, the second person, coming forth in the form of the first person? Did he say that? Turn to remember all of our times, verses 28, where Jesus said, my Father is greater than I. Now, how could that be coincidence if one is greater? Not only that, all of that is committed to the Son. And there was a place of the Son in his soul. So you see, you've got to come back of a Father. Confuse the other of you when you don't understand this that is with God. Give me your attention. My Father teaches you what God's word says about the devil. I'm going to say it. That's my word today.